Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. At our top story today, collaborating to train the next generation of long-term investors. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Dr. Ashby Monk is the Executive Director of the Stanford Research Initiative for Long-Term Investing, and Michael Cohen is the Chief Operating Officer of CalPERS. Ashby, Michael, so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
So, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and really great to have both of you on. And I really want to delve deeper into this partnership. But let's start with some basics here, Ashby. What is the Long-Term Investing Fellowship Program? I think this is fascinating from someone who has been in and around the financial services industry for a long time. What is the program?
It's a program to try to place recent graduates at the biggest and coolest pension plan in America called CalPERS. I've been in and around academia for 20 years, and I can tell you most students don't even know what a pension fund is, let alone, you know, have the capacity to tell you what CalPERS stands for. And so the idea that we had with CalPERS was to say, hey, let's create a pipeline that allows us to educate students on this ecosystem of the world of finance that most don't know, but then also direct some of these students to spend a year working at CalPERS and even over time, other pension plans.
Yeah. And Michael, I have to ask you, being described as the coolest, and look, I'm a retirement geek, retirement nerd, and I have a great respect for CalPERS and other institutions, but your reaction to, in all seriousness, to being considered the coolest pension fund out there.
Yeah, it's an awesome compliment from Ashby, so much appreciated. And we do love being groundbreaking and pushing the envelope of what a pension fund is, and we've got an amazing history over our multiple decades of doing that. So we sort of view this as the next step in our talent and culture strategy and finding a new exciting pipeline and getting people jazzed about pension funds in the U.S.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that with you, Michael, and then we'll bring back Ashby. You know, being an institutional investor, which is what CalPERS is, it's very different, I think. Maybe the principles are similar, but then being a retail investor, which each of us may be in a retirement plan or in our own accounts, it's very different. And so you need skill and expertise maybe that is needs to be developed.
Absolutely. And just like any other employer, you know, we're struggling with finding the right people to either teach and sort of grow into roles or finding those experiences. And so for us, it's a matter of this program is bringing in people early in their career and giving them the opportunity to learn and grow into being a pension fund investor. It isn't as easy as sort of picking what mutual fund or what dated fund that, oh yeah, I'm going to retire in 2060. And so I'll just put my funds in there and let another professional. We are the professionals on the other end trying to figure out how to get long-term value for our members and retirees.
And Ashby, in the second segment, we're going to talk about the curricula a little bit, but you know, as a student coming in, being part of this program, I can see the attraction because, you know, CalPERS is the largest pension fund in the United States. It's one of the largest in the world, but they're doing some amazing things. I don't want to toot Michael's horn too much, but CalPERS is really ahead of the curve, as I like to say, when it comes to ESG, you know, climate change, and some other important initiatives. How important is that to the students at the university?
Yeah, I think just having an opportunity to work at the epicenter of the pension ecosystem is a remarkable kind of feather in our cap with this fellowship. So we're not just sending you off to any pension fund, we're sending you off to the biggest. And really, that's an exciting proposition. I think the other piece just to mention is
Most undergrads today, if they're interested in finance, like they think their only pathway into the world of finance is an investment banking analyst program. So you shuffle off to Wall Street, you work 100 hours a week, you go through the training program. It's kind of like a boot camp for a future life in the world of finance. And we think we can build a different entry point. This fellowship ideally kind of takes that more mission-driven, dare I say, investors that really want to secure pensions and give them a different access point to this career path without the, 100-hour weeks and Sunday morning work sessions.
Yeah, 100 hours, Michael, to me, maybe in my younger years when I had hair, maybe not so much for today. I want to ask you, I want to talk about something, and we'll close this segment out and go to a commercial break after this. I want to talk about some of the challenges in today's market environment. Can you talk a little about that? I mean, you talk about the importance to develop a pipeline and make many people aware, including at the university, aware of this great vocation and be mission driven. But what are some of the challenges that, as investors, does CalPERS face on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, some of the challenges are just sort of how you balance thinking about the long term, which, we're obviously in this for the long term, but also nearer term opportunities. And so thinking through sort of risk and benefit and how you choose between asset classes are some of the fundamental challenges of a pension fund. And so we view sort of this is a great opportunity for the fellows to be dropped right in the middle of it and see what the challenges are. And we think those that hopefully work through the program and want to stay with CalPERS or stay in the pension landscape will really get excited about it and excited about the challenge. Because if they're not excited about sort of how do we provide 2 million members long-term pension stability, then they really aren't going to be the right folks for us. We think that mission is what drives folks to want to work at CalPERS for many, many years.
Yeah, well said. Ashby, Michael, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the LTIF program and how you can get enrolled if you're in the California area. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms? Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Well, Ashby, Michael, thank you so much for staying with us. Really appreciate hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Awesome.
Excited. Yeah, and a really important program. And I want to go back. I know the current window, the enrollment window is closed for the program. But Ashby, can you take us through the process and the vetting, and then I'll go to Michael to get his reaction and what CalPERS saw, their perspective.
Yeah, so first, this is the first year we're doing it, I think is the first thing to say. This is really the pilot year. So we are sponges going through this process and have already like tuned our kind of application and streamlined a few things as we've had quite a bit of inbound from candidates. So we launched the application process, call it 6 weeks ago. I would say we are moving towards an acceptance rate of less than 4%. Which is a little bit tragic because I look at the caliber of students that want to come work at CalPERS and I'm kind of blown away. We ask them to write a personal statement. We ask them to share their CV and we ask them for 3 references. And I can say, you know, there's probably, you know, 50 students here that could build an entire career in the land of pensions and be successful at it. But we're going to pick 4 this year. That's it. And those students will arrive initially at Stanford for a week at the end of August. They'll be subjected to intense training with yours truly. I'll try to make it fun. But some of it will need to be, you know, the roadmap of what a pension is, why it exists, how they invest their money, on and on and on. And then we will deliver them to the team at CalPERS, at which point they'll go into their rotation and they'll come back to Stanford twice through the fellowship. And at the end, they will sort of be asked to present to the next cohort of fellows at that same last week of August. So that's the vision, that the exiting fellows sort of giving the entering fellows the 411 on pension land from their perspective.
And Michael, your reaction, and I mean, 4% acceptance rate, but it sounds like there are a plethora of candidates. Your reaction to the process, and I want to ask you something about how important it is. Well, I ask you, my second question is, how important is it to be embedded inside CalPERS? And then I'll go back to Ashby on that because I'm going to get his reaction. So your reaction to the process.
Yeah, no, I think the process is going to be great. We're very excited about getting 4 eager, intelligent, creative individuals to come join us. And the embedding in CalPERS is the absolute core of the program, that, you know, getting a week education from Ashby is sort of a wonderful baseline, but then they're going to, you know, come to Sacramento and live the life of investing in a pension plan. And so that's where the fun and magic is really going to happen. We're putting together sort of the various projects that the fellows will have a chance to work on. We'll kind of try to match up a fellow's interest with what we sort of need as an investment office. And then it'll be a great opportunity for them to experience kind of all the aspects of the investment office. And as Ashby says, we'll perfect this as we go, but we want a very unique experience for the fellows where they can walk away a year from now and really understand what it is we do. Hopefully they're committed to the mission long-term and want to stay with CalPERS or another pension plan. And then, you know, we'll roll back into doing this again the following year, even better.
And Ashby, there is something to be said for being the first. You know, you get a chance to kind of paint on a plain palette, on a white palette. Your reaction, and what do you hope that's, you know, you're going to do your preview, give them some basic information, but what can they hope to get out of this relationship? I mean, I wish it was around, quite frankly, when I was growing up, not growing up, when I was in college.
Yeah, no, I did that analyst program. I would have much preferred to go and learn multi-asset, you know, investment strategies rather than how to use Excel spreadsheets without a mouse, which is what I learned as an investment banker. and so I'm really excited about this community. And dare I say, I know it's early, but like the alumni network that we are going to develop as a function of this fellowship. My wife ran admission or worked on the admissions team at Teach for America for 6 years. And so some of my thinking here, I admit, is borrowed from that program, where that alumni network is actually quite powerful at driving reform and improvements to education. My hope is that, you know, if you fast forward 10 years, we've got 250 alumni fellows, some still working at CalPERS, some still working at other pensions around the world, but some that just truly understand and appreciate the challenges of being a pension employee. And that ecosystem of support, we hope, can kind of improve this entire industry and thus the world.
And thank you for that, Ashby. And Michael, I just want to, you know, end with this program, I think, is well ahead, as CalPERS typically is amongst its peers. Could this program be something that other pension funds in other states, because there are 50 states in our country, could other organizations, other pension funds develop a similar, I'm going to call it a feeder system, maybe that's not a fair, but a feeder system into their programs in addition to what is being done with Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, we're totally open to partnering, moving forward with, I don't think everyone needs to recreate the wheel, because we'll have the framework here. And so, you know, obviously there's going to be more candidates than slots probably forever. And so, you know, we'd be thrilled to team up with other pension plans who are looking for similar diverse young talent that are excited about learning the trade. And so we absolutely see lots of partnership opportunities moving forward.
Yeah, well, Ashby, Michael, congratulations on the program. And look, we're going to have to check back in with you to see how things go. I know it's a little early. I'm already excited. I wish I could be embedded myself as a journalist, as a independent observer. Maybe that'd be kind of cool. We're going to have to leave it there. Ashby, Michael, good luck with the program. We look forward to having you back again very soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Shepard.
And that wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest? Someone you think we should talk to? Drop us a line, and don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Then visit our website. Hey, we're back again tomorrow for another edition of BRNAM of a very special guest and another important topic. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe. Keep on saving. Don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.